We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Well, that was a game. I'm glad I stayed up. It's a Saturday night, but still, I mean, I'm glad I watched that all the way through because that was absolutely fucking riveting. I did not expect for them to beat the Utah Jazz. When I heard that Conley was out, I was like, okay, maybe they have a chance. But I at least expected a team on a 4-game win streak to be competitive and to maybe look like they had an NBA-level offense. But then I'm not sure why I expected that, because when you go back over their last four-game winning streak, outside of one offensive explosion against the lowly Washington Wizards, they haven't been scoring. Their offense has been trash. So there's a little bit of fool's gold in a win streak that involves two games against the Knicks and one game against the Washington Wizards. So go ahead and bring me out, Brass. We're going to talk about this tonight. I don't want to go too negative, but it's really fucking hard not to. Like, I don't, you know, I have Heat fans in my mentions talking about, oh, what are you talking about? They don't have Goran Dragic. Like, listen, if your plan to have a competent NBA offense was to rely on Goran Dragic's old ass and hopefully that Tyler Hero makes this leap and that you were going to lean heavily on Jimmy Butler for playoff minutes in February, your plan sucked going into the season. You failed Jimmy Butler. You failed all your players. You failed your fan base. You failed. Like, it's a failure of an offseason if this was your plan. Now, if your plan was like, oh, we're going to boot the season away because we're going to get Giannis one day, or, you know, or we're going to trade for Beal, then, maybe Oladipo, maybe, then do something. Because right now, this is not an enjoyable team to watch. It's not fun. Like, they're barely breaking 100, even throughout this win streak. Like, this is a bad offense. This is a bad team. And we were fed fool's gold with this 4-game win streak. We enjoyed it. But, I mean, come the fuck on, Brass. What are you drinking tonight?
Well, so I got the beer tonight, the IPA. But I'm just drinking that because I know we got some shots for subs tonight.
Oh shit! I forgot to even mention we're playing Moose. What's happening? We're playing the drip drop drinking game tonight,
man, and we all need it. You know what time it is tonight? We are drinking to forget, ladies and gentlemen. Drip drop.
Okay, so the way the drip drop drinking game works, everybody, thank you, Brass, for reminding me, because I'm so upset. I'm not upset about the loss. I'm upset about looking incompetent. Like, I just, like, look like a competent NBA team. Like, you lose by 10 or at least even if you lose by 15, 16, and you, but at least you're fighting. It's a whole different thing. But they didn't look competent. They didn't look like it. They didn't look like an NBA offense tonight. But the rules of the drip drop drinking game are this: we are taking shots for subs tonight. So every subscription, if you gift five, we're taking five shots. We're not doing this thing where we all take a shot at the same time over the whole night, because that had Brass slumped one night. I slept on my porch.
He was brassed out.
Yeah, he was brassed out. Yeah. I slept on my porch. I might have been in only my boxers, but that's my business. But yeah, the more subs, the more shots we take, the more out of control this show gets. And it's almost midnight on a Saturday night, so who knows what's going to happen.
Well, and we do have some. We do have plenty of subs already. Let's see. We have Waynewood 13 subscribed to Tier 1. Twisted Tapioca has gifted 10.
Nice. Damn,
thank you. All right.
Eric the Shout Great with 5 Tier 1 subs.
What's up, Eric?
So that's 16.
J44 with 5 Tier 1 subs.
21. We just took 5. No, we took 6. That drops us to 15. So, Tiffany, take a shot before you tell us what you're drinking.
But before that, let me hit you with a drip drop.
Oh, good. We get 6 more out the way real quick. Good job, Tiffany. I'm sorry.
It's going to be a long night, people.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm literally just doing my Tito's and my cup and my chamomile pineapple CBD tea.
So are you just swigging for drip drop?
That's what's up.
I mean, after what I just witnessed, I deserve this.
I feel
we
you.
We all do. Pass it down.
Yeah. Right? Frankie, what are you drinking tonight, man? Oh, first, before you do anything, Moose, hit him with that drip drop.
One time for the drip drop.
Damn, good shit, Frankie.
I'm drinking Cabernet. And I'm doing shots of that Terramana tequila that got me laid out the last time.
Oh, okay.
I love that Brash just took a shot and he didn't have to.
Oh, wait, I didn't? Oh.
No,
no, we're doing one at a time right now. Oh, we're trying now to get
it. It counts.
Brass,
it
I
counts.
Was with you.
It counts. Okay. It counts.
It counts, Brass.
I think we're on like 18 shots to 21 subs right now. So I think we're doing okay.
We're good. We're good.
We're doing good. We're doing good.
Siobhan, take Much a shot first and then tell me what you're drinking.
Got you. Give it to me, Moose.
One time for Siobhan with the same green shirt. Drip drop. I wanted to be like Siobhan tonight, you know?
Some Cuervo.
I wanted to be like Brass tonight. We got some Jose. And some Sauvignon, some Kendall.
Love it. Hey. And then last
but
not
least. I love when she does that.
With a double. I mean, she's only got like 4 liquors around. Like.
He's like, I got King Arthur's whiskey and Nefertiti's sweet ginger from her titty. So let's go tonight. Yeah, I'm already drunk, man.
I'm over here
like I got the cheapest vodka at the liquor store and Sprite. What up?
I don't know how I feel about this one. Vain Hype just gifted a 1-1 tier sub to the Utah Jazz.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no.
That son of a bitch.
And now we gifted a 1-1 tier one sub to kidney failure.
Liver failure is a problem over here. Yeah, not kidney
yeah that's
failure.
The.
Our kidneys will be all right, I think. We got 2 of them. Fuck that first one.
It could be jaundiced like a bitch.
Moose, go ahead. Oh, that,
one time for the jaundice, drip drop.
Before this jaundice, I was dark skinned. That's why I'm gonna let y'all know.
Listen. What?
Where'd Tiff go?
She'll be back. Don't worry.
Moose, what else? What are you drinking besides drip drop? The shots.
Oh well, you know I got my monkey shoulder here.
Your monkey
everyone's
ball?
Everyone's favorite.
Yes. Okay.
Tonight we are gonna kill it though. So I have to buy something new for the next one.
All right, Siobhan, I'm gonna start with you on this game. I'm not gonna do the whole "what's your positive takeaway" because there's not a fucking positive takeaway. Kendrick Nunn played all right, but he didn't play an ass lick worth of defense. And they actually were not bad defensively, so maybe the defense is the bright spot.
No, that first 6 minutes of the game was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was a bright spot, and that, you know, beyond that,
best six minutes of the season.
I got one, and I'll give one to the boy Drip Drop. He looks good. He's looks comfortable. Not a bitch of defense. Not like a smidge. But that's fine. I'd rather him give us something offensively than give us nothing at all. He looks, you know, more and more comfortable. He's scoring, but overall, nah, I don't got too much more than that.
Who, Tyler?
Tyler, yeah. I think I just like the way he looks. He looks, he's playing more free. He's scoring.
He shot 25% from three and less than 33% from. Sorry.
She's overall. Throwing some love to Drip Drop.
It's honestly fucking terrible. Like, even like Jimmy, like, I'm not trying to go at Jimmy tonight because honestly, I feel like he's doing his best. But, I mean, what more do you want from the man? Like, honestly, I'm worried Jimmy's going to be one of these dudes out here asking for a trade, Tiff.
Go ahead.
It's the first time I've seen him leave the floor before the rest of his teammates came to the bench. Before he left the floor before the game was over. I've never seen that from Jimmy.
Listen, what have I been saying? He put that cape on for the last four games.
Yeah.
Like, he technically has been saving us for four games straight. No.
That's a heavy cape.
No, not even four games straight. Since he came back. He's been playing heavy minutes since he came back. He got bad knees.
Playoff minutes in February.
Right. Yeah. He got bad knees, bad feet, bad elbows, bad fingers. Yeah. Come on. Mm-hmm. What are we doing to him? We're like running him into the ground.
And that's what I've been
reliving his Chicago Bulls days right now.
Yes,
that's what he's doing.
He is.
He's reliving the bubble. And the bubble was after
getting help.
Yeah.
And the bubble was after months of everyone had months of rest. He had Goran Dragic with months of rest backing him up. And Frankie, I'm arguing with Gianni about this on a timeline in the chat constantly. And he's saying, "Oh, what, you know, when Goran comes back, and no, Jimmy can be your floor general." All that is well and true in a fucking bubble, but in the real world of a short off season and a truncated regular season, right? And all the, you know, a team like the Utah Jazz, fully healthy, they even have Mike Conley tonight. Like, this is not a recipe for success.
Absolutely not. And one of our biggest arguments with G was it's not just Goran back. It's Goran playing at the level we need him to. This team was not anywhere near a finals contender before Goran Dragic in the bubble became a top 10 point guard once again and was one of the best ISO scorers in the league in the bubble. He was a matchup nightmare for anybody. He would force get a mismatch, attack a big man, hit him with off the dribble pull-up threes, attack him in the basket. And that's what really let the offense flow. It was him, Jay hitting shots, and that freed up Duncan to do his thing, and that let Bam and Jimmy not have to carry the load so much because Goran could score and penetrate and run the offense. They don't, without Goran, they don't have anyone like that. None can hit shots sometimes, but he's not getting his teammates involved. He's not creating the pressure that Goran does, because with none, the other team is kind of just letting him get those points. Hit those shots. Go ahead. Hit those shots.
You're not empty.
Exactly. They're empty points. They're not putting pressure on the defense. The defense is giving that to us. I'm looking at the fucking box score right now, and Jimmy went to the line 12 times. The rest of the team went 5.
Yep.
That's the fucking problem. They have nobody to create pressure.
Yo, Frankie, that's your secondary offense right there, right? Yeah. Isn't that what everybody said? That's the offense? Give it to Jimmy, let him go to the basket?
Because he's good at it.
He is great at it.
So, and then a lot of people, Siobhan, point to last year, before the bubble, before, you know, that the Heat were a top offense in the league. And they, you know, they were doing this without Goran Dragic in the starting lineup. They did this with Jimmy Butler being injured for some of that time period. You did this with Kendrick Nunn and Myers Leonard in the starting lineup. How could you do that last year during the regular season and all of a sudden you fall off a fucking cliff this year? What I would argue is that some of the things they were doing offensively with Duncan Robinson, dribble handoffs, all this misdirection, all this shit was catching people off guard. Zones on the other end, you know, doing all, you know, doing full court presses, dropping into a zone. It was catching people off guard. You are scouted now. Yep. None of that shit is fooling. Like, you watch, like, that shit last year, Duncan Robinson was open all the time. Yep. This year, nobody's open. It looks like they're doing their offenses in a fucking phone booth. Like, none of that shit is tricking anybody anymore. Like, yeah. That you're not doing this shit with smoke and mirrors. Like, they need – I'm not going to say – I don't want to talk about what they need. I want to talk about what they have. Right now, Siobhan, I'm watching this offense, and all them tricks from last year ain't working no more.
Yeah, I've been part on – or on this train as well, you know, like – one, yeah, all that the stuff isn't working, like you said, just in having time to be scouted. You finished as the second, you know, the second best team in the league last year. Of course, people coming into this season, people have heard nothing but Tyler Hero. This man got a song named after him. He's making faces at people. He got a cereal.
Duncan people Robinson, screaming drip drop.
You know what I'm saying? One time for the right.
Love it.
and you know that dudes, teams have gotten better. Dudes get competitive. Like, people don't want to keep hearing those same names. So people are going to come at dudes with a different level of ferocity. I don't care what people's records are. You're going to at least get up for the team that you're fucking sick and tired of hearing about. And it's okay to, you know, not want to talk about what we don't have or what we need. Okay, we can talk about, you know, what we do have right now. We do have offensive pieces, but they are not being used in an inventive enough way at the moment. That shit last season, look, like you said, it was innovative. We hadn't seen the next closest or the only thing similar to that we seen was Golden State. And now we you know, people don't want to hey, I can be your hero. It's not doing that anymore. People, like you said, people caught on. People got smarter, and people are tired of hearing about what this team was. They've been talking about it's been a fluke, and so everyone is just going to continue to come out to prove exactly this team isn't what y'all thought they were, and we're going to show you it every time they step between the lines.
Exactly, and Moose, Siobhan, I think, makes a really great point there that they're getting, and someone said in the chat, they're getting the other team's best shot. They're tired of hearing
every night.
Yeah, second rounders and all these G League guys. Like, you going to come at me with Gabe fucking Vincent? Let me show you what's up. Man, you gonna come at me with Max Strus? Max Strus is out here dunking on John Wall one night, and then the next night he couldn't get free of a paper bag, like a wet paper bag. Like, he can't do shit. Like, you're gonna keep running these guys out, and without a real penetration, real offensive threat, like, this is what's gonna keep happening.
Well, you got two things going on there. Number one, this team is lacking the aggressive mindset that they had last year. You're going from the hunters to the hunted, and it's a completely different mindset when you're playing like that, all right? And you see it by the way. Last year's team wasn't starting off these games and getting into, like, 20-point deficits and having to consistently come back from that. And even if they were, they had the mindset to do it. This team does not. We saw it tonight. They came out with 6 hot minutes, and what happened from there? It just crashed, okay? So that's number one. Number two, I hate to say it, but drip drop, and I'll take this one. He is hitting that what Tiff was saying was that he's hitting the rookie wall. I think that's fair. I was calling it the sophomore slump. Whatever you want to call it.
He never had a rookie season.
Yeah.
But that's the point. You're going from they were the second best team in the NBA last year, so they had 70 days in the offseason.
Right.
That offseason from your first to second year is so critical because now you've been in the league an entire year. You've had the entire league scout you for an entire year. That offseason, you got to build at least 2 new skill sets, work on it, and come back with it. He didn't have time to do that, all right? Yeah. The only time that he had was to just try and get his legs under him to be able to just come in the next year and have to carry way more offensive weight than he should have at this point in his career. Pat Riley did just as much disservice.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To Tyler as he did to Bam and Jimmy by not getting more pieces around to help him on the offense.
He got more Harkless though.
I agree.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Tyler has had more rest in the health and safety protocol than he had in the offseason.
not a lie. Jack Alfonso, I don't know why you call yourself bitch ass white boy. I didn't say it.
You did. From another.
First of all, you got to take a drip drop. Moose hit him.
One time for Weird Al. Drip drop.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
All right, Jack, I'm going to hit you with this. These are just some – I want to know what do you think these numbers are. 31 versus Dallas, 39 versus Toronto, 40 versus Brooklyn, 33 versus Denver, 35 versus Washington, 41 versus New York, 42 versus Utah. What are those numbers? It's not shooting percentage. It's what the Heat has scored in halves.
Second half point total.
Not just second and first halves.
Okay.
Against teams, you know, in the last few games. Like, yeah. They are doing this consistently when they're scoring under 45 points in a half. Like, are we going to keep making excuses for this offense, or is this a real thing?
No, I mean, it's legitimate. My whole thing is, I mean, Utah's the best team in the NBA right now, so I'm not going to overreact to this game particularly, but the problem is that these are the same problems that we've seen all year. It's the problem, even when they were winning, they had these problems, and we know exactly what the problem is. Everybody said it. I mean, you can blame Adam Silver, you can blame COVID, you can blame whatever for them not having rest, but, I mean, who the fuck are they going to, like, pass it to across the three-point line if it's not Duncan? So that's part of why their offense looks a little less innovative is, yes, people are keying in on Duncan, but also, like, they don't have another guy who can hit threes. Like, in the playoffs, when Duncan was getting keyed in on, when the Bucks were chasing Duncan, like, across the court, you could pass it to Jay and he could hit a three. And, like, I don't want to harp on the whole, like, oh, they should have kept Jay thing. But, like, there was just nothing done to make sure that they – like, kept the stable roster of three-point shooters. Mm-hmm. And that also goes for the defense. They also do not have defensive players. Like, they probably have three defensive-plus players on the roster, except for Avery Bradley, who doesn't fucking play. And I don't know. Like, that's ridiculous because two of those plus offensive players are your stars, and you need to, like, take some pressure off them so they can do shit on the offensive end. Bam. Everybody's going to have criticisms of Bam tonight. There's criticisms to be made of Jimmy right now. But, like, the fact of the matter is, like, as much as we can criticize them, and I'm not saying they don't deserve it, like, it's fucking bullshit that they have to both be the only good defenders and basically the only good offensive players because Goran's not available. Yeah. Tyler, like we said, for a lot of reasons, shouldn't be relied on to do this much shit. And then Duncan, when he's your only competent three-point shooter, he's just going to, like, he's running around the court more than anybody else in the NBA this year. Like, he has the most, like, distance traveled in the NBA this year, but, like, by a decent margin, because he's, like, literally the Miami offense centers around him running around the court and trying to get an open shot because there's no other way for them to score. It's fucking insane.
Like, they kept the same packages but lost pieces that even they themselves may have undervalued while keeping the same offensive schemes. Right. It's almost like they thought maybe their shit was simple enough for someone, for a Mo Harkless, for an Avery to just plug into, and it does not work like that.
No. On both sides of the floor, by the way.
On both sides.
The one of the problems with the Jay Crowder thing is, yes, I don't agree with paying Jay Crowder more, you know, and paying for more than 1 year. Like, I understand that point of view because there was a reasonable understanding that maybe you could get a guy like Giannis. So they wanted to keep that, you know, their options open. But you had to replace him with a reasonable facsimile, and they did not do that. Like, they did not replace his skill set. Yep. We all thought KZ Akpala could replace Derrick Jones Jr.'s skill set. And yes, I know DJJ did not play a lot in the bubble, but he got you through a regular season when guys were in and out of the lineup.
A reliable body.
He gave you energy. He gave you offensive rebounds. Yep. He gave you some type of momentum. His dunks. He gave you some type of life.
Right.
And if you wanted to stop, you could go to him. You could. If they want to stop right now, who are they going to?
Like, Kelly.
The other day, they had to bring in Duncan Robinson for a stop.
Right. Exactly.
We started the game with Duncan on Donovan Mitchell. Duncan started on Donovan. Like, I don't.
But that should never happen. Ever.
Because they're trying to preserve. Because they were trying to preserve Jimmy. And look at what happened anyway.
Right.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter.
But my thing is, you're trying to preserve Jimmy. You get him. You got him no help.
Right.
Yeah. You wasted roster spots, and I keep saying this. In a normal season, without COVID, without all these other mitigating factors, I wouldn't have minded bringing UD back. I've always been a fan of UD at that 15th roster spot, but you can't do UD at the 15th spot and Myers Leonard at $9 million. Like, you can't combine those two things in the COVID season. Like, don't that, like. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to look around and put some of this onus on the front office.
Fair. Super fair.
Like, there's other teams reloaded. You didn't reload. You brought in
We unloaded.
We unloaded.
They didn't even run it back.
They didn't even let stuff go.
Avery Bradley and Mo Harkless were your answers?
Because I'm not going to lie. I'll sacrifice Jay's up and down shooting for everything else he gives.
Every single
for
day.
For everything else
he gives. We rely far too heavily on
because
what people can provide.
What did I say about Kelly? He's going to give you three good games in a row. And then what happens after that? No, he.
Are you going to do that?
He's good for three in a row.
I don't remember last time.
Exactly.
Roller coaster Kelly.
But even that, like.
That is so good.
even if they were going to get rid of Jay, they don't have other. Like, they had two other power forwards who could have helped here. Like, Solomon Hill didn't play much, but you take him right now. He would get a lot of minutes
now. They gave him a ton. Jr. would too.
Before an organization that values defensive principles so much, it's insane that they let Jay go. Because to Tip's point, I will take the on and off again 3-point shot.
No, but
because
see,
I know he's
going to
be there defensively.
I understand the Jay thing. Like, I don't want to harp on the Jay thing because he wanted years and security.
It's about not replacing that facsimile.
But we did We're just saying you got to replace it. But you got to replace it because they thought Kelly or KZ.
No. You know what they thought, and this is my thing about the Heat, and I get shit about this. They were way too motherfucking prideful.
Oh yeah, like, all the time.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that I know, Jack, you be on this shit, you be on this tip with me. Some of the times you be on it, and I'm like, damn, Jack is right. I don't even really be thinking about it that way. But like, you be like, man, yo, this front office and this team and this organization and this culture bullshit, like, it goes too far sometimes. Like, you sat there and said, we don't need nobody. We're gonna run it back. We got fucking Mo Harkless and Avery Bradley. Resign Chris Silva. Bring back fucking Gabe Vincent. Oh, there's a fucking guy named Max Strus. Bring him over. We can make anybody fucking pop. You know what I'm saying? We are that fucking dope. Like they were, I think they are so in their heads, like that they're like, yo, yeah, we see Mo Harkless. We like the way he moves a little bit. We can make him into a superstar. And they do that shit a lot with the James Johnson, the Deion Waiters. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, you did that shit with Jimmy Butler and it worked out because Jimmy Butler's a superstar.
Right.
Like, I wish they would take that kind of chance on a Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, right. I mean, Heat culture and all that stuff, I believe in it, like, to an extent. But it's also like a projection, right? It's for other people. It's so Jimmy wants to come play for a team with a strong culture. It's marketing, but it's also so players buy into what you're doing, right? 100%. People say, oh, the Heat have a proven track record. Spo has a proven track record. Pat has a proven track record. I'll buy in and I'll trust that there's some confidence in the way the organization is making decisions, in the coaching, and in just the consistent effort level. The problem is when you start like believing that yourself is when you like lay off the gas pedal a little, right? Like you should constantly be trying to prove that reputation right? Like you should act like you don't have that reputation and like continuously build it, because that shit goes away in a year. Like, yeah, you've seen how quickly the Heat suddenly look like a team with not a great culture. Right. Like, we saw it in the years between Bosch and Jimmy Butler. Like,
that the Heat can go really quick run
into looking like a team that's kind of a locker room mess that's, like, maybe not wonderfully, like, impressive. Yeah. And then, yeah.
We saw them banging their chest about culture ever since LeBron left. And that's got us two runs in the playoffs and a lot of empty seasons of just missing playoffs, one playoff win in the first round. And it's
Frankie,
it's
until they got a superstar.
Yeah. That's what I was getting at, that they think it's more culture to do with it than actual talent, that the culture is going to uplift them and carry them. But what we've seen time and time again, the culture can help you make a ninth man into a seventh man and right, stuff
and a
like
sixth
that.
Man right into maybe a third man.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
But yeah, but you're not taking none of these guys that they've gotten off the scrap heaps have turned into a star.
Listen, they sacrificed the many for one. They thought they were getting Giannis flat out.
Yeah.
And I was never one of those people that was like, oh, let's hold out for Giannis. I'm all about a hope. No. Right. The game is to win now.
You're
trying to play chess and you didn't even have all the pieces.
Someone in the group chat said that like they continue or they feel that the front office is like still in a race or like in a way trying to replicate like summer 2010, and that type of haul or that type of, you know, just, yeah, like haul is not going to happen. I have so many feelings about what's happened since LeBron left and what I think they're still dealing with having let Dwayne go and what that looked like. And so now having to like, and then all of the bad contracts after that. And so now having to, or feeling like they have to double down and like, okay, yeah, so we had a bad period there, right? But like the way we do things is right. Yeah, we may have, you know, gave Hassan useless money, but this guy Bam, like, and I'm not saying Bam is not the guy, please don't say that I don't think that I am, but I agree with Jack that just like there's a sense almost of like a stubborn and a foolish pride to we hold on to guys that we may have developed a little too long as a beat to the chest of culture, and this is kind of where we're at.
What? And you're too good for other guys,
and right, we're too right.
We're too good for Oladipo.
He
was asking guys to join their team.
Right. Oh, he wanted us. He was chasing us.
And we all said the same thing, that it's so contradictory because it was completely fine for Goran to force his way here.
You know?
It was completely fine for Jimmy to force his way here.
I feel like they start smelling themselves and don't stink.
It's like when you're in high school and you think that girl's too good for you, that you're too good for that girl,
exactly.
And you're like, nah, I'm looking at the prom queen and she turns you down and now the other girl doesn't want you either.
Now look at your ass.
I've never had that issue.
Now look at your ass. Sad.
I wish.
Sad.
Yeah, I'd be on that like, oh, you want me? Let's go. No. I'm not lying.
You gotta know your
drop. There we go.
That's the key to the game. It's self-awareness. You got to know your worth.
Yeah, you got to know.
Biggest mistake, and you got to be honest.
Right.
Your worth is it fluctuates. Like, you have to be worth what you were yesterday, tomorrow, always.
We need Dwayne Wade to recruit for us again.
I have a question for everybody.
You brought Jimmy here. Look how they treat him.
I have a question for everybody, and I have a question for everybody, and I want you guys to answer honestly, because I don't even know how to answer this my own question. And this is going to be one of those things where all these Heat fans are coming to be mad, like, oh, but these are our guys, and this is that. And I'll start with you, Tiff. When's the last time the Miami Heat have sold high on a player that they developed?
Never.
Frankie.
Oh, my God.
That's how long it's been.
This brings me back to 11 and 30, so never.
That's how long it's
Siobhan,
been.
Sold high.
Can
shit.
You sold high on a player like a Tyler Johnson, a Hassan Whiteside, yeah, a Justice Winn. I think Josh Richardson is, for me, is
– that would be the highest.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. No, fuck. That,
Justice
that's
was
guy.
Hurt, so that don't count. It right. has to be Josh.
It's a Josh low is the on only Justice.
One. I don't even call – I don't even – low on Justice. Yeah, come on.
It's definitely –
and they
yeah.
lucked out on the Justice oh. trade.
I'm going to give Gosh. You one other one, but I don't know how much it counts because the star was trying to get here. But we sold pretty high with Lamar Odom and Caron Butler for Shaq.
That
now,
was,
that's a long
that was
ass time ago.
That's yeah.
a long ass time ago.
Long, long time ago.
He said,
but let's be honest,
time.
That was
the
best
last
time.
That was the last time.
That was the last time.
Yeah.
But both times you're seeing it's clear all stars that they're selling high
yes.
for.
Yep.
When you know, I don't want to harp on 11 and 30 too much, but when they were offering second round picks for James Johnson and for these guys, they're like, nah, we'll ride it out. We'll ride it out. And although, and then you re-sign those contracts and you're stuck with them and you're paying teams to offload that instead of just saying, hey, I found a James Johnson in the trash heap. I could find another James Johnson in the trash heap.
But with Kendrick Nunn too, like Kendrick Nunn.
We should have sold
like,
high on him. We should sell high
on him now. Like,
yeah. yeah. He led the team in scoring.
He had 23 points, and I saw him make 2 shots.
I don't know where he got all those points.
He know we're trying to get rid of him. He said, fuck y'all, I'm going to just play. I'm going to try to raise my own trade value.
He got 23 points.
You keep doing that, young
man. He got 23 points and like 4 significant points.
Right. Like, I saw 2 baskets. That's all. I don't understand.
I think he got an early dunk that felt like
oh, yeah.
thunderous.
The violence.
Yeah. Max Strus was second on the team in scoring.
And didn't even feel like it.
That's Strus a good formula for success.
Didn't he play like 9 minutes?
20. 6 for 9 from the field. 3 for 6 from 3.
Box score?
He's balling right now, though. It's nothing against him.
No, he's doing good. What he can do. What do we want? Like, seriously, we got to stop being like, oh, you're supposed to be better. Are you?
No. Like, no. Max Strus should never score 15 points.
That's what I'm saying.
Or
like,
play 20 minutes.
That's did Precious play? I didn't hear his name at
he
all.
Did, and he looked
5 minutes.
And he looked messy.
Did he?
Strus caboose.
Hey, put that back up. Hold on.
That's another part of, like thinking your shits don't stink, though, is like, you get a Duncan Robinson, then you just like, oh, we're a factory for the greatest three-point shooter of all time. And you don't realize, oh, this is an anomaly.
Yeah.
We should treasure this and not think it's replicable.
No,
Jack, that is a problem.
Yeah.
The problem is this, and this is what, and this is like, I think people come at me, Tiff and Siobhan, that we keep hating on the white guy and that we're reverse racist and we just hate Duncan Robinson. But really, the thing to do right now is we can make another Duncan Robinson. Sell high on Duncan and do not pay him this offseason.
One time for Siobhan getting through that moment. Drip drop.
I'll say you
I know
can't
everyone
make
else
a,
caught that.
They're not going to make another Duncan Robinson, but they can replace his value. They can get
approximate
to approximate. I would rather have 3 decent shooters than Duncan Robinson.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That is the whole argument about trading Duncan Robinson.
Right.
It's not about Duncan Robinson isn't good.
I don't care. And I don't care about the money. We just need more. So somebody has to die on the altar of more.
We don't get consistent.
I'll trade anybody but Bam and Jimmy. I don't give a shit. I'll
That's
trade
literally anybody.
Anybody.
Can be gone.
I'm about to trade the staff. Like, I don't care.
Listen, Karan, what you doing?
First of all, Karan got fat as fuck in like one summer. Like, what happened to Karan Butler? You were an elite athlete. Well, so why are your titties bigger than mine? I'm glad the staff don't have to pass a conditioning test because Karan wouldn't make it.
Spo would make it though. I think Spo might be our best trade ship though.
I think he is.
Spo's definitely our best trade ship. Like who's the best player Spo could get us?
I feel like me and Siobhan could go ahead and coach them to about 45 more wins.
Listen, I got ideas.
Right?
I see elevator screens.
Right. Listen, they ran a high school offense and defense last year in the bubble.
These motherfuckers don't even swing all the way through on transition.
Hello?
Stop at the break. We don't like going. We don't do like I got
nothing.
I mean a full court of dropping a full court press into a zone. I used to teach that.
Exactly.
I'm glad that they're giving Goran some extra time here though. I'm glad they're not rushing him back because he'd be fucking dust by now.
Yeah.
Last few games.
Yeah, really, absolutely. But that's the plan. That's what we want. That's our ace in the hole.
What's happening, Al?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Christian was talking about my closet doors. I'm actually in my dining room that backs up into my stackable washer and dryer.
Y'all gave me shit for my fridge, and you got
right.
Come on, oh, shit. What, are you homeless?
No, I have a fucking. I actually have a kitchen, a dining room. Like I have discernible rooms in my house.
MHB cribs. Let's go.
Not comparable, man, because that's like. That'd be like if Alf started with that door open behind him.
with my Tide Pod. Yeah,
did y'all like, notice?
How many subs for Tide Pod?
I have to show the rooms. Back.
Moose like, is on the couch.
He moved back.
Yeah, no. Well, my parents are watching my dog tonight. So, yeah, like, I actually got to like move around.
Moose can take a fucking a microwavable meal out of his freezer from his couch and put it in the microwave from his couch.
Yeah. Like, no, it's called easy move. Living. Don't hate, boy. Appreciate. I ain't moving. I got everything.
He just touched both walls.
You saw
I did. I did.
He just high-fived himself.
both neighbors complaining.
Right? Stop knocking on this damn wall.
I can open my front door and my fridge at the same time.
Who's the star in this damn car?
I love that we can laugh after a loss.
Man.
Moose, hit us with it. Moose, hit us with it.
Oh, I wasn't cored yet.
I think we've outpaced our subs. We need some of y'all to subscribe.
Yeah, you guys are slacking. You guys are playing the Heat second half right now.
Yeah.
Jimmy was a negative 22. I'm just looking at the stats. Jimmy was a negative 22. Duncan was a negative 20.
I don't. Mean.
They was out there playing patty cake.
I mean, like, one of the problems for me is that I
play
dunk.
Hey, Eric the Great.
Eric the Great.
Let me hit him with a drip trap.
But I think one of the problems is, individually, I like all of these players. Like, I think Duncan, I'm going to root for Duncan wherever he goes. Same thing for Hero. Like, I love watching these guys play individually, and that's part of why last team year was my favorite team. But you got to know is, like, these are your tools to improve your team because you don't have draft picks. Mm-hmm. No free agents really want to come to you right now, and I don't really blame them. Okay. And, like, you have guys you can trade to make the team better. And if you're, you know, like, holding on to them for dear life, like, you're stagnant, and you're just going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Like,
yeah,
so
you've already missed Duncan's team.
You're ruthless about this. Right. Like, the Heat really used to, like, I know there was like this family mentality to an extent, but with everybody who wasn't like Dwayne Wade and Udonis Haslam, it was like, if you can make the team better, you're fucking gone. Like,
totally.
You know, like
fucked up
there
with
was a ruthlessness.
Dwayne and have been overreacting ever since.
I just remembered another player they sold high on was Rio, because Rio was balling that season. They sent him to Memphis. But that's the thing, man. It's like
that's a rough one.
That's not a guy they developed though.
That's
like
Rio.
Yeah.
I mean,
they develop Rio.
Oh, Rio, they develop.
But he was like 30. I think, like,
yeah.
I don't know that he did. Maybe we didn't develop him, but he played his best here.
We didn't sell high on him.
You did not sell high on Rio.
Like, Rio was having a good season that year.
But he was like,
it was like older Rio.
He was our highest sell. We didn't sell high. He was like 28. He was our highest sell.
But there was no promise of him improving. Like, whereas, like, if you sold high on a guy like, if you sold high on a guy like,
yeah, he's 29.
Like Duncan Robinson or Tyler Hero right now, it would be like, oh, well, they have this many good years, or they're going to get better. Or, like, even Deion Waiters, where he's like, oh, he's good now. Mario Chalmers was like a known entity, so I don't think you like sold high on him. I think you just kind of sold it.
Honestly, like, Norris Cole might in the Goran Dragic trade might be one of their highest sells ever.
He was so trash.
He was garbage.
Maybe. Oh my god! Do you think he had a lot more room to grow though? Because like
no. That's why I think they sold high. That's why I think
room
they sold
to grow is value. Indicative of where they are now. So Josh.
Norris Cole, once his flat top grew out, that's as much as his game grew.
Honestly, he was so bad the year they traded him.
He was awful.
Like, I mean,
I was just happy to get rid of him.
Oh my god! They remember when they started him over Mario Chalmers for a stretch?
Just to switch it up.
Yeah, and it was like, bro, get that motherfucker back on the bench.
Yeah, like
start that sumbitch again.
I've never seen someone record a steal, run full speed, wide open, and just bomb off the backboard.
Bombed.
Like with that. Aggression. Oh my god! I've never seen somebody miss somebody so athletic that can't dunk. He would miss so many dunks.
In fairness to Cole, though, it is one of the best Miami Heat debuts ever. That game against the Celtics, his very first game, I thought we just, like, landed the biggest superstar in the world.
It was like, oh my, God, we have a backup point guard.
Yeah,
he hadn't had one in how
His
long?
First 2 years, he didn't know failure. His first 2 years were rings.
He was great. Yeah. He was great.
He didn't know what losing was.
After that, he had
a playoff game where he came in against the Thunder.
Yeah, I think it was the Thunder.
Yeah. He's good for what they wanted during the Big Three era. Right. But, like, you know, once you lose LeBron, there's a completely different standard.
You remember how high he got on the sideline for Ray Allen's three?
Yeah.
Remember how high Deion
Waiters still hasn't come down.
Shut up, Drip. Somebody in the chat said, don't forget, Norris Cole tried to inbound the ball twice. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
One of the darkest moments of Heat fans for me. Watching Norris Cole and Hassan Whiteside try to figure out how to inbound the fucking ball.
They were playing hot fucking potato on an inbound.
Yeah.
I'm getting some of those vibes this season. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm getting some bad fucking vibes this year. Like, fuck.
This is gonna be a rough week for them. I mean, we got the Clippers on Monday.
It doesn't get easier at all. Yeah.
Right. And listen, Gabe Vincent got rid of the fro.
Oh, it's over.
I love
it's over.
I'm gonna tell you.
They're so good. They're so clean.
I'm gonna tell you something, and I'm gonna get political for a second.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Listen. Watch the viewers drop.
Right.
Now, man. During the second impeachment trial.
Oh,
wow. I don't know if you could listen. I don't know if they did a great job of proving that Trump incited the riot, but you can completely make a case for dereliction of duty while the riot was going on. Did he do his job?
Fuck yes, I'm following you. Keep going.
So right
down
now,
to 20 viewers.
I don't know if they can make a great case for Riley in the off season. Like, did he make the right decisions during the off season? But there's a dereliction of duty. If they come through this fucking West Coast road trip, 1-6 or 0-7, and he has not made a trade or done anything. So, like I said, I understand that maybe there's a constitutional argument, but there is a distinct dereliction. Yeah, there is a dereliction of duty if Riley comes out of this fucking road trip 0-7, 1-6, even 2-5,
absolutely
and decides
agree.
That there's nothing that needs
there's
to be
nothing
done.
Wrong. Absolutely right. Agree.
Yeah, you had Utah fans pounding their chest twice because they got a victory against the Heat and they got a victory against the fucking Senate. What the fuck are we doing, guys? We gotta step it up.
Oh, we got the house.
Meanwhile,
they voted for impeachment.
Gordon Hayward has been balling.
That's the four. The house voting for impeachment is the 4-game winning streak.
Yeah.
Yes. Fucking fool's gold. Because look at the fucking Senate of the Jazz.
Yeah. The Senate is the Western Conference.
Exactly. The Senate is the entire Western
Conference. And they run it roughshod.
Thought you had one psych.
I'm not gonna show any pictures of logos here, but Jack pointed out earlier that the Jazz broadcast was sponsored by America First Credit Union.
Dude, it is fucking weird.
I want you to look. I'm not gonna put it up here, but I want you to like look at their logo and see if the bird in the logo reminds you of anything else on anyone else's logo. And that's I'm just gonna Jesus leave it at Christ. That.
Holy shit.
It is
as far as the broadcast, their broadcast was terrible. They butchered Bam's name for like the first two quarters.
Of course they did.
Can you expect anything else? It
was Adebayo. They said they called Jimmy. They called him Jimmy
Butter. Jemima.
They called him Jimmy Butter. They called him Jimmy Butter.
Butter zone.
The ball went out of bounds, and these fools said like the shit went out of balance, and I lost it.
Butter.
I like how Jack just fucking walks away.
You get his headphones, man.
They call it a butter situation.
Would you change your name to
High? Oh, it's like a pun. It's a bad pun, but it's like high crimes and misdemeanors.
What?
Because I want to impeach Pat Riley.
Oh, like high crimes? High crimes. Got it.
No, I got it. No, yeah.
I think it's good. It's just...
I still don't get it.
No, I get it. And it's actually pretty great.
You're giving him too much credit, Siobhan.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Siobhan is the ultimate teammate. She's just going to help out and try to make everyone look good. She's gonna
that was a good one, guys.
Yeah.
No, it was. Once it set in, I liked it. We were talking about treason in the Capitol and shit. If it.
No, I'm saying, I agree with you, but I'm saying you are the ultimate teammate. Siobhan's like a superb glue guy. Like, she's going to make everyone look good.
Don't disrespect her like that.
I said Myers Leonard was way more value.
I was Bam before Bam was Bam.
She's like a Golden State Andre Iguodala. Like she makes the team run.
I'll take that.
She unlocks a new chapter. The Miami Heat Andre Iguodala.
Wait, who does that make LeBron?
I don't know. Some nigga I beat. I want finals MVP in my probably.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.